Before dumb criminal time, I want to know your babysitting fees. Somebody asked me. They may want to enlist your services as well, but they want to know your fees and everything like that. So, Michelle, what do you charge?
Well, it'll be courtesy.
It will. Hold on.
It'll just be free.
Wait 1 second. Is this just for me?
Just for you.
Okay. Because now folks are going to be texting in like mad. Michelle's free babysitting services. Is this one time? Now, if it's free, I'm seriously considering this offer.
Yes, it is free.
Is there a...
Can I feed your kids pizza, though?
Absolutely.
Well, then we're on.
You can feed them pizza.
We can do this.
You can give them whatever you want, as long as they're asleep when I come back and, and pick them up. Whatever you have to do to get them to sleep,
okay. By
all means, you do just that.
You can do that.
Is there an hour limit I have? Like, if it exceeds a certain time, then you start charging? I just want to know all the... how women are, because my wife's going to ask questions, and I need to have all the darn details.
Just make sure that they're picked up by 1 a.m.
Wow, good grief.
Because you deserve a long night out.
You know what, Michelle? Those are the truest words I've ever heard spoken in quite some time, my dear. Quite some time. Hey, real quick, you ever had a roommate before?
Oh, yeah. I used to live with 7 girls.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't. I misunderstood you. I thought you said you once lived with 7 girls.
Mm-hmm. One semester.
All right.
Yep. And we had one bathroom.
So many questions.
Yep.
I need to ask, but I will just ask one. Any fights amongst you and these 7 roomies?
Not really. There were a set of siblings that lived with us, and they fought a lot. But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
To be a fly on that wall,
right
inside of that household, maybe just that bathroom if there's one only, right?
Right.
Talk about a creepy fly hanging out in the bathroom. But anyway, get this: roommates in Florida got into a little scuffle. 58-year-old Craig Toll facing multiple charges after he tried to shoot his roommate all over cat hair on the couch. I told you, keep your stupid cat off this couch.
Oh,
get that cat out.
My.
Yeah, all over God. A cat. Cat hair on the couch is what caused this guy to pull the trigger, trying to shoot his roommate. Told investigators, guy got angry after simply just finding more cat hair on the couch.
Oh my goodness.
What can you do? Nobody likes cats anyway.
I love cats.
Idiot.
Figures. You know what? My kids aren't invited. I'm uninviting my children. You and your cats.
No, my cat's the cutest.
Okay, dumb criminals, you ready? This one,
sure.
This one is kind of funny because, listen, if you're hiding, you may want to turn off your cell phone, right? This guy didn't really know
apparently. Gosh, where's
all right.
This going?
So police were trying to find this gentleman in some spousal abuse case or something. He hit his wife, right? Real winner he is. Mm-hmm. So he was hiding. Police, last resort, they go, let's just call him, see if we can maybe track where his cell phone's coming from, get maybe a ping off a tower or something, if you will. So they call. They hear it ringing. Dude's just hiding out in the attic. That's where he's at. They're going, wait, you hear that? You hear that?
What a ding dong.
Yeah, a ding dong. Officers, they called for help and then eventually got the dude out of the attic. We know you're up there. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Don't know what you're talking about. Wasn't my phone. Wasn't mine. Hey, this one in Indiana, though, I don't know if had anything to do with the Pacers. This guy, we'll go with that. Guy was so upset that the Pacers lost yesterday. He was breaking into cars, right? Stole a camera.
Okay.
This didn't happen just yesterday. I just made that up to try and tie it into the Cavs beating the Pacers. But anyways, this was maybe over the weekend. A guy broke into a car, stole a camera, okay? Then what's everybody do when they find a camera, right? Everybody. They take selfies, of course.
Oh, no.
So that's what this crook did. Took a few selfies. Don't know if he went with duck face. Don't know if he went with a little side head tilt, little hand under the chin action. Don't know what he decided to go with. But then he pawned that camera off, right? Real nice camera.
Mm-hmm.
So when authorities found the camera still at the pawn shop, they say, oh, look at these photos. That must be the crook.
Oh.
So they release it to the media, and now the crook's duck face photos, his own mugshot, if you will, out there for the public to see. If you've seen this duck face selfie taken criminal, please call our tip line. I'm sure they'll find that idiot
here
pretty soon.
Idiot.
But of course, I mean, everybody. You stumble across a camera. First thing you do is what?
Totally take a selfie.
Take a selfie. Duh. Selfie bomb. Somebody else's camera.
Idiot.
There you have it. Dumb criminals for you today. Remember, you can text us on the Weaver Appliance text line anytime you see fit. 330-339-9399. Michelle will then tell all of you, since my babysitting services are free from her, she'll tell you all what the charges may be.